Hello, South Dakota Bankers Legislative Update, February 22, 2021. Week 6 Legislative News. A call to action email was sent out Friday, February 19, to South Dakota Banker CEOs and SDBA board members to contact their House members and urge their support of House Bill 1202, a bill to authorize expanded banking services for banks to engage in business with marijuana licensees and associated persons, and House Bill 1100, a bill to modify the medical marijuana program and to create an interim committee to recommend implementation of the medical marijuana program. Both bills came out of committee on due pass votes and will be debated on the House floor Monday, February 22nd. Again, thank you for your engagement with your citizen legislator on issues important to the banking industry. It truly makes a difference. Update on previous bills. Senate Bill 8. This bill was brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking as an act to revise various provisions related to banks and trusts. The South Dakota Bankers Association supported this bill and was signed by the governor on February 8. Senate Bill 9. This bill brought by the South Dakota Division of Banking will consolidate three chapters of the South Dakota law dealing with bank trust departments and trust companies into two chapters, and the process will remove redundancy and reduce confusion. The SDBA supported this bill and was signed by the governor on February 8. Senate Bill 35. This bill was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Revenue and would authorize an appropriation from the general fund to the Department of Revenue and to the Department of Health for the purpose of implementing these constitutional provisions contained in Amendment A and the same with Initiative Measure 26. This bill sat idle for the first 5 weeks of session. However, a hearing is scheduled for February 25. Senate Bill 71. This bill was introduced by Senator Jim Bolin, Republican, Canton, and would designate June 19 as Juneteenth, as a working holiday recognizing this day in 1865 that the Civil War was over and that slavery in the United States had been abolished and that slaves were free persons. South Dakota State Chamber Exec David Owens and SDBA's Carl Adam testified as proponents for this bill before Senate State Affairs on January 27. This bill passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee with a due pass vote of 7-2. February 2nd, it passed 26-8 from the Senate, and its first reading is in House State Affairs. Senate Bill 89, introduced by Senator Nezeba, Democrat, Sioux Falls. This bill would designate June 19 as Juneteenth Day as a state holiday in South Dakota. It was introduced in January 21, and the hearing took place on February 5. Senate State Affairs deferred this bill to the 41st day with an 8-1 vote. Senate Bill 117. This bill would provide for the refinancing of certain mortgages on properties affected by declared disasters. This bill was introduced on January 27 and has been assigned to the Committee on Local Government. On February 16, the due pass failed by a vote of 11-24. House Bill 1002 is intended to revise certain provisions regarding fingerprint-based background checks for the Real Estate Commission and Appraiser Certification Program. This bill was brought by the Department of Labor and goes in concert with House Bill 1015. This bill passed the House 69-0. Senate Commerce passed it 6-0, and it will be placed on consent where the Senate passed it 31-0. This bill was delivered to the governor on February 10. House Bill 1015. This bill was introduced by the Department of Labor and is intended to provide rulemaking authority for establishing an appraiser training program and setting of fees. In anticipation of this proposed bill, the SDBA Board of Directors voted to support this legislation during its December 3 of 2020 board meeting. Carl Adam testified as a proponent before the House Commerce Committee on January 25, and it received a due pass vote of 13-0, and subsequently passed the House with a due pass vote of 61-9. This bill received a due pass vote by Senate Commerce and subsequently a due pass vote of 34-0 by the Senate on February 11. This bill is headed to the governor's office for signature. House Bill 1045. This bill was introduced by Representative Tina Mullally, Republican, Rapid City, and would revise certain tenant and landlord rights. The SDBA was opposed to this bill in its original form and did not contemplate prior perfected security interests. South Dakota Bankers Legal Counsel Brett Kennecke offered an amendment that requires any property that is subject to prior perfected security interests shall be turned over to the holder of the interest and may not be retained or disposed of by the landlord. This bill was heard before the House Local Government Committee and was deferred to the 41st day. House Bill 1046. This bill, brought by Representative David Anderson, Republican of Hudson, on behalf of many industry representatives, is to limit liability for certain exposure to COVID-19. The SDBA was involved in the crafting of this legislation and was approved by the SDBA board during its December 3, 2020 board meeting to support this legislation. With more than 40 different industry representatives in favor of this measure, to limit proponent testimony, SDBA legal counsel Brett Kennecke was one of four industry representatives that testified as a proponent on this measure. February 8, this bill passed the Senate as amended 29-3 and was delivered to the governor's office for signature. House Bill 1049. This bill was introduced by Representative David Anderson, Republican of Hudson, as an act to create a used vehicle dealer education program and revise provisions regarding used vehicle licensure requirements. The SDBA is watching this bill to ensure that banks remained exempt from this licensure requirement. The committee voted to defer this bill to the 41st day. House Bill 1203, a bill to authorize expanded banking services. The context of this bill was approved by the SDBA board on January 29. Legal counsel Brett Kennecke and President Carl Adam conferred with the SDBA board to allow the SDBA to initiate a bill to assist banks in expanding services for cannabis banking. It was evident that there was no substantive legal framework legislation introduced. The SDBA board agreed that we must continue to advocate for our industry in a standalone bill that allows legal protections under state law for banks. House Bill 1203 is sponsored by Representative Hugh Bartles, Republican, Watertown, with Senator Michael Dietrich, Republican, Rapid City, lead sponsor on the Senate side. SDBA's Carl Adam testified in favor of this legislation, and it passed out of committee with a due pass vote of 13-0. This bill will be heard on the House floor on February 22nd. House Bill 1202. This bill would require commercial pesticide applicators to provide proof of financial responsibility. Representative Jennifer Kintz, Democrat Eden, is the sponsor of this bill. This bill would require a bank officer to demonstrate financial responsibility by receiving a notarized letter from a bank officer of a financial institution, attesting that the applicator has net assets equal to at least $100,000, or a performance bond or general liability policy. SDBA worked with Representative Kintz, and this bill has been amended, removing bank officer representation. This bill has been assigned to House Ag and Natural Resources and is scheduled for a hearing on February 23. With the amendment, the SDBA will remain neutral on this bill. House Bill 1091. This bill provides provisions for virtual currency in the state and was introduced by Representative Tom Pischke, Republican, Del Rapids. The SDBA and the South Dakota Division of Banking was not made aware of this bill and that would be introduced by the sponsor. Similar bills have been introduced this year in North Dakota, Nebraska, and Kentucky. The SDBA had discussed this bill with the SDBA board and will oppose in committee. The SDBA, Division of Banking, and South Dakota Trust Association all opposed this bill in committee. The bill was referred to the 41st day by a 9-2 vote on February 17. House Bill 1165. This bill would create a trust fund for unclaimed property and to provide for the transfer of certain unobligated cash balances. This bill was introduced by Representative Taffy Howard, Republican, Rapid City. A hearing is scheduled in House Appropriations on February 23. House Bill 1100. This bill was introduced by Speaker of the House, Spencer Gosch, Republican, Glenham, is a bill to modify the medical marijuana program and to create an interim committee to recommend implementation of the medical marijuana program. This bill passed committee with a due pass vote of 10-3 and will be heard on the House floor February 22nd. This concludes week 6 report of the bills that are being tracked by the SDBA staff at the South Dakota Legislature. As always, should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me, SDBA President Carl Adam. Office phone number 224-1653. Again, office phone number 224-1653, or my cell number 605-280-7654. Have a great week, everyone.